If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Hey, want to thank our good friend, the late Mr. Rich O'Brien.
That's right.
For all that great music behind our cowmercials. We will continue to play his music in his memory.
Absolutely.
You betcha.
Well, it's good stuff.
Oh, it is good stuff. And it's timeless.
It truly is.
And it lights my fire.
It does.
It lights my fire. You bet. Let's have some more music, shall we?
Oh, yes,
yeah,
please.
Hey, this is Wyoming's own Prairie Wildfire.
Yeah.
They're singing Blue for You. I mean, to tell you, yeah, John Gammon introduced us to them, says, hey, there's some girls that you need to be playing on your show.
And he was right.
And he is right. Yeah. Absolutely. I bet you. All right. That lights my fire. You got any other fires that you need to put out?
Well, now that you've called me to repentance.
No. Oh, no. You can go the other. You can go the other direction. It's okay. It's fine. I just chose to go a different direction.
Well, a brand new Dodge pickup.
Oh, and that lights my fire both ways.
Both ways.
Okay.
Yes.
So I was
here's
getting
the story.
Okay. Yeah. So no, I was getting
no.
Some, no, I'm not going with that
I'm
story.
I'm not going there.
Yeah. Yeah. That lights my. It really lights my fire. White-tailed deer on South Pass really light my fire.
Watch
man.
Out.
Suicidal. Anyway.
That's enough of that.
Yeah. No, I was at the Dodge dealer, and I probably shouldn't be using names.
Well, huh?
Or is at a vehicle dealer.
Okay.
All right. getting some tires on Mama's car.
Mm-hmm,
all right.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought I'd walk through the parking lot and just check out trucks.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Man, there's some nice trucks.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
just outstanding.
Yeah.
Six figures.
Yeah, the price of a house.
You kidding me? I didn't think I would ever see the day that I would see a vehicle.
Yeah.
Six figures.
And, why?
And over. And over.
And over.
And six figures and over.
And
yeah.
They are selling them.
And well, here's the deal. When we were young, you know, we always thought a six-figure vehicle was a Ferrari.
Yeah.
Lamborghini.
Yeah. And they were.
Like that. Yeah. Well, yeah, and all in one, yeah, one yeah. breath, right? Dodge, Ferrari, Ford, Chevy, Ferrari, Lamborghini. You can get over six figures.
Oh, man, isn't that the truth? That does light my fire. The you know, the price of everything.
Right.
Kinda.
Yeah. Well, it reminds me of the old joke.
Yeah.
Why a cowboy's heart races, his breathing gets shallow, his pulse gets rapid, and he starts sweating when he sees a woman wearing leather.
That's right.
Because she smells just like a new truck.
Just like a new pickup. Good stuff.
You betcha.
Well, and a working cowboy can't afford a new truck.
Okay, so let's go back to that. Back in the 70s, you could sell 10 steers and buy a new truck, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here we jump forward to 2023.
Uh-huh.
You sell 10 steers?
They'll laugh at you.
You're not going to come even close a new truck.
Not even close. Although the prices are nice right now.
Okay.
We'll give it that.
So that lights my fire. That gets me excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. The fact that the price of cattle has gone up.
Oh, man.
But so has the price of fuel. So has the price of fertilizer. And so, all righty.
It's
so,
all relative,
so has the price of feedlots. So has the price of processing.
Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah.
So, yeah. All right.
It's
anyway.
All relative. It comes out in the wash.
Yeah, it's true. So there's pros and cons. There's fires on both sides of that.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, a trip to the mountains.
Oh, man.
Really trips my trigger.
Now
That just that lights my fire.
Yeah, that's good therapy right there.
You know it is, and as much as I don't want to come back, I'm glad to get back to the comforts of home.
Yeah.
Okay, I've become a wussy.
Yeah, right. I like my bed.
I don't like sleeping on the ground anymore.
I'm with you there.
I can't walk. I can't move when I get up.
Can't breathe.
You got that right. Ew. You betcha. Well, how about a little cowpoke poetry?
Oh, what you got?
Well, this is another thing that lights my fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a whole man. The daylight calls me from my bed with a gentle waking ray. It peels the sheets from o'er my head and I start another day. As I sit for eggs and side pork, I am just an empty soul. When I step aboard that slick fork, the equine makes me whole. When I pack an empty saddle, I am never quite complete till the time I am astraddle and I'm set there in that seat. I walk outside just half a man, then I swing upon a horse. I'm transformed to a Ranahand and I set out on my course. then at long last I am fulfilled. Altogether and intact, my wanton spirit can rebuild when we finally interact. In a pickup, I am only a day-working absentee. I am fidgety and lonely with no horse to comfort me. Behind the wheel, I fail to thrive, and I lose my sense of pride. The day may come when I won't drive, but I will always want to ride. The hours I spend upon a steed are hours suspended in time that fills my void and every need and grants rhythm to my rhyme. My travels have no direction. Work has no purpose or care. Life and death make no connection with no horse to take me there. The horse will shoulder my trials as age takes freedom away. He will bear my burden of miles, a debt I'll never repay. As I play out this mortal plan and end up weathered and worn, the horse will make me a whole man, because that's why he was born. Yes, sir, that makes me a whole man.
Yeah.
You darn right.
Yep. In more ways than one.
How about a little Dick's pick?
Oh, man. Who's Homer, singing? Homer and Jethro.
What are they singing?
They're setting the woods afire.
Oh, very nice.
You get a dime and I'll get a dollar. I'll put on my high stiff collar. We'll go down to hoot and holler. Tonight we're setting the woods on fire. I'm gonna wear my new straw hat. You can wear your dress of satin. Cause we're gonna go tomcat. Setting the woods on fire. I'll try to kiss the waitress while we're waiting for our chow. Look out for flying saucers, cause she's a-gonna throw one now. I'll be John, you be Murray. Murray, don't be so contrary. I feel so unnecessary, setting the woods on fire. Like post office with a little more horsing around. We can't sing and we ain't funny. Buy this record, won't you, honey? Poor old Victor needs the money. Setting the woods on fire.
Boy, yeah, that's a true classic right there.
Did you even knock the dust off that?
I mean to tell you, the white noise on that is something, isn't it?
Good stuff.
We need to ditch out to a commercial, and when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.